Well, good morning. I am David Alexiff. I am the children's pastor here at Christian Center, and I just lost my notes. There we go. There we are. So today, I'm speaking in place of Pastor Lance, as he and his wife and Pastor Missy are in Canada for a conference that is going to empower our church in the future. Amen. I love that our pastor is a learner, and same with the rest of our staff. We love to learn together, and it's pretty cool. The crazy thing is, 6 years ago today, I was standing on the stage for the very first time speaking to Bozeman Christian Center. Yeah, I was thinking about this, and my time hop on one of my apps on my phone, it came up. I'm excited to speak for the first time at Bozeman Christian Center. And so I'm as excited today as I was back then, and I was doing a Thanksgiving message there. Today, I'm kicking off our Christmas series. Thank the Lord we have snow outside. Because if it was super sunny and nice out there, we'd be like, Christmas in November? I'll take Christmas all the time. Today we're going to kick off a series called, it's the doubts of Christmas, the different dilemmas of things. And so today my dilemma is doubt. Has anybody ever doubted before? We saw there that Joseph did. So let me ask you this question. In this progression, which one do you approach life? Ready, aim, fire? Or this one, ready, fire, aim. Or fire, aim, ready. Or just fire. Or just aim. Or never ready. Some people are planners and analyzers, and others are me. More spontaneous. In our house, my wife is the planner. I brought this today just to show you. This is our calendar that's on the side of the fridge, and it has different colors. It's color coordinated for green for family, blue for David, purple for Felicia, pink for Jocelyn, church, miscellaneous, holiday, all kinds of things. So it's well done. So every month or every week, she just says, what do we have going on this week? And last week, I made plans without telling her till the day before. And we already had plans. We had parent-teacher conferences. And I didn't know that until like 3 hours before. So I had to call somebody and say, you know what? The spontaneous kid made a mistake. So this is well planned out here. Like tacos at Anna's house. If you ever get the chance to have tacos at Anna's house, it's a treat. It's a blessing to live a couple blocks from her because I love tacos. Veterans Day Assembly, when I was in Helena, Christmas stroll, which is coming up soon. It's a good way to support your community. Church, 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 church. Prayer Summit. Come on. Prayer Summit's amazing. My wife is an amazing organizer. I am spontaneous as all get out. I plan things out, and middle of the day, I change them. Maybe 5 minutes later. As we're going to look at a lot of different characters throughout the Bible story, actually the whole Christmas story in the Bible, we're going to talk about different people. And I get to talk about Joseph. And it's imagine this, how difficult it was to be in Joseph's position. He was soon going to be the adoptive father of the king of the world. I remember what it was like to become the father of Jocelyn. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to become the earthly father to Jesus Christ. Joseph was a planner. He was a blue-collared man who resided in Nazareth, and he was a methodical. He was a carpenter. He didn't measure once and cut twice. He measured five times and cut once. I look at it and go, yep, that's right, and cut it. Oh, cut it. Oh, I got to buy a new board. I made a time machine for our kids' ministries. We're doing a Armor of God series downstairs. And I made a time machine, and I cut it. I measured it. Well, I looked at it. And so there's lots of duct tape. And so we know duct tape fixes a lot. So, but he wanted to be sure of his planning. And he went through things in order for all the pieces to be in the proper place. Joseph was the kind of guy that would count every piece in the puzzle before he'd put the puzzle together. Because we know in those boxes there's always at least two pieces missing. At least in the dollar store ones. Those are the ones I buy. Because there's only 30 pieces. Time is of the essence. There were never any leftover parts. When Joseph read the instructions, or got a project, he read all the instructions, and even probably in the other language. He flipped it over and read it, and he studied that. Joseph was a ready, aim, fire kind of man. It's not that he wasn't flexible. It's not that he couldn't do something else on perhaps a whim every once in a while, but that wasn't his standard way of life. It's that he had his plans in his mind, and that made sense. The verse I'm going to read to you right now is from Proverbs 19:21. And this verse here, this verse here was actually a huge verse that played a part into my family moving to Bozeman. Because we all know that we have our own plans. We have our own desires. We have our own things that we want. And when I was at my previous church, I had lots of plans for the upcoming year. And I remember getting a phone call from the previous lead pastor saying, "Hey, would you come out here?" "Nope." "Hey, would you come out here?" "Nope." "Would you even consider?" "No." And finally, God said, "David, you should go. You should at least see what Bozeman is all about." And this verse is the verse that was huge. Proverbs 19:21, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purposes will prevail." Are there any planners in here? Get frustrated when the plans get mixed up? Joseph was a man with a plan in his mind. But sometimes our plans are not as big as God's plans. I had great plans for the children's ministries of that church at Bozeman, or at Stone Church. But God had great plans for Bozeman Christian Center and for my family. Before we understand the big purposes of God for our lives, it's not uncommon for us for doubt to creep in. Am I really doing the right thing? Am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to take a step of faith? It casts a shadow that creates a dilemma. The dilemma of doubt. Joseph faced a Christmas dilemma of doubt when the plans of his mind were shaded with the shattering news that his soon-to-be wife was pregnant. In modern-day society, that person would be blasted all over Facebook. There was an article just the other day of a young lady who found out the day before her wedding that her husband or soon-to-be husband was having an affair. The gal that he was having the affair with sent him the woman a message explaining all the things and sending the text messages. So the very next day, instead of canceling the wedding that night, she got up to the part where she read her vows. And instead of reading her vows, she read all the text messages that the girl had sent. Could you imagine Joseph standing in front of everybody? That's not how his plans were supposed to look. And this story is recorded in Matthew chapter 1, 18 through 25. And I'm going to read this from my Bible instead of my notes. And this is the birth of Jesus the Messiah. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man. Remember that part right there. He was a righteous man. And did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord Messiah's message to the prophet. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took Mary as his wife. Joseph was a righteous man. And he allows us for just a moment, that particular part of scripture allows us to look at Joseph's view. In Luke, you see Mary's view of this whole situation. And both spoke of the Holy Spirit. Mary didn't have relations with another man. The divinity of Jesus did not depend on Mary's virginity, but rather upon the conception by the Holy Spirit. Mary's dilemma was saying yes to this whole purpose. Joseph had plans for everything else. Plans of where they were going to live, plans of how they're going to do life together, maybe what small group they're going to be a part of. Joseph had plans laid out. Probably not just a one-year plan. He probably had a 10 to 15-year plan. Mary had to say yes. to the purpose of being a mother of the Son of God. Joseph had his doubts when he learned that of Mary's pregnancy. Her pregnancy invaded his plans that were always, they were solidified. While the scripture doesn't specifically say how Joseph felt, I imagine if we put ourselves in his shoes, we'd feel these kinds of things. We'd feel betrayed. We would feel hurt, angry, sad, embarrassed, confused, frustrated, defeated, and the list goes on. All of these emotions are legitimate feelings when our plans get blown up in a single second. I know that when I make plans, which is very often few and far between, when they get blown up, I am defeated. I'm like, oh man, I was really looking forward to hanging out with those people. Oh man, I was really looking forward to going to Taco Time. It happens to me all the time. Especially when they go to winter hours. That's my go-to place. Joseph had lived all of his life with one impeccable character and integrity. He had waited and planned for this moment at the start of a new marriage, new family with this woman. He was preparing their home. He was preparing Mary to move in. And now, all that was gone in a moment because he found out that his soon-to-be wife was carrying a baby in her womb. It wasn't his, and neither was she going to be much longer. You're out. According to Jewish law, Joseph had rights to dissolve the marriage and could have Mary prosecuted and put to death for what he perceived that she had done. Could you imagine that for a second? What if Joseph wasn't a righteous man? Would the Savior have been born? A young woman would have been put to death. Could you imagine that today? Being put to death? And verse 19 shows us something about who Joseph the planner was and also who he was when it came to his core. And her husband Joseph, being just a man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce quietly. Joseph was one who was both righteous and compassionate at the same time. Biblical scholar D.A. Carson says, because Joseph was a righteous man, he therefore could not in good conscience marry Mary, who was now thought to be unfaithful. And because such a marriage would have been an admission of his own guilt, and also because he was unwilling to expose her to the disgrace of public divorce, Joseph therefore chose a quieter way, permitted by the law itself. The law allowed for private divorce between two witnesses. That was the way Joseph proposed. It would leave both his righteousness, his conformity to the law, and his compassion intact. Joseph had to make a new plan because he's a planner. This plan is blown up. I got to make a new plan. He had doubts about what his life with her could be because she was pregnant with someone else's child. Ready? Aim. 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 He didn't fly off the handle. He figured out a new plan, which is what Joseph was. He was a planner. And he considered it in his methodical way before he had ever fired shots, as verse 20 states. But as he considered these things, instead of Joseph running out and just blasting Mary and ending the whole thing, he considered a new plan. And then instead of pulling the trigger, he went to bed. Give it a day. Rest on it. He decided to sleep on him before taking the shot. That was his new plan, but it wasn't to be God's purpose. Remember Proverbs 19:21? Many other plans of a man, but it's the purpose of the who? Lord, that will stand. As Joseph slept on his plans, God showed the purpose for the pregnancy and how Joseph fit into the bigger God story. God's purposes always, always, always stand out in the end. However, the kindness and thoughtfulness of God did not leave Joseph out of the plans for the bigger purpose. Note how God brought Joseph along in a supernatural way. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:22-23. The Lord had been waiting for a promise to be fulfilled, told by the prophet Isaiah over 700 years earlier. This immaculate conception by the virgin would carry, bear God in the flesh. Yes, the purpose of the Lord indeed will stand. This is what happened next. As God ensured that Joseph would get a new set of plans with purpose as he dreamed this birth in his mind and the heart of God. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. He took his wife, but knew her not until the given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Did you catch it there? Did you see it? Did you notice what the Lord's purpose and plans in motion? Joseph woke from sleep, but not the dream. The dream was still there. How many of you had really good dreams and you woke up and they were gone? How many of you had really bad dreams and you woke up and they were gone? How many of you had bad dreams and they were still there? Joseph took Mary without any more doubt that God wanted him to do it. Would there be additional dilemmas along the way? Sure. All marriages have them. But the dream of God was clear, and Joseph was to be about living the dream. That was the plan and purpose for all along for Joseph. Joseph the carpenter, born into carpentry, had known one thing. And he had planned his whole life. And it didn't. His life changed because of a dream. And he fulfilled that dream by living it out. He could have kept that dream to himself and easily let Mary go. But he chose to follow God's plan and purpose for his life. How many of us have heard a dream from God? And instead of pulling the trigger, we sit on it. And we know in the back of our heart each and every day that we should do something, but we're afraid to pull the trigger. We ready ourselves, we take aim, but we never fire. Because we live in a dilemma of doubt. Did God really call me to do this? Did God really ask me to do this? Should I be the person? There's somebody better than me. Both Joseph and Mary probably felt that way. There's got to be somebody better than us. This is a king. May we wake up from sleep only to make God's dreams come true. And that's what Joseph did. His Christmas dilemma of doubt was swallowed up by the dream of God. Let me ask you this morning. What about you? You may be young. You may be older. Maybe God gave you a dream when you were in your 20s, and now you're in your 60s, and you've never pulled the trigger. It's time to start pulling the trigger, folks. Because the dreams that God give us will prevail because of him, not because of us. Don't be afraid to pull the trigger when God shows you his dreams for your life. In my office right now, I have paper all over my walls. And I have different dreams for the children's ministries of this church. And I have dreams for myself as a leader and as a father and as a pastor of the kids' ministry at this church. I believe they're dreams that were given to me by God. And as I wrote some of those, yeah, there was doubt. Are you serious, God? You want me to do this? But I have to pull the trigger. Because if I don't, doubt will creep in and it will cause a huge dilemma. Would you bow your head and close your eyes? This morning, I just want you to think about those dreams for a moment. What has God put on your heart that you've readied for? You've taken aim, but you've not pulled the trigger because you've allowed doubt to creep in. If God is for us, no one can be against us. If God gives you plans and dreams, with God all things are possible. So, Father, I thank you for this church family. I thank you that you give us dreams. I thank you that you give us freedom to make our own plans. And I thank you that you show us that your plans are bigger. So, God, today, we thank you for your love. We thank you for this example of Joseph, who had a certain way of life, Lord, but you showed him a different way. And you used him in a mighty way as an example for us. So God, help us to take aim. Help us to ready up. But Lord, more importantly, help us to pull the trigger to fulfill your dreams for us. But we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, if you'd like prayer, we will have some people up here to pray with you. Other than that, you are dismissed. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving.